It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Well, there is a new mayor of Sonora and a new mayor pro tem. Both are two-year terms. At a meeting earlier this month, Ann Segerstrom was picked to be the new mayor, and then she nominated Suzanne Cruz to be the mayor pro tem. Both are in studio joining us today on Motherlode Views. It's great to have you both on. Good morning.
Good morning,
and thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, we'll get into a number of issues on this weekend show, but first off, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with city politics. I'll start first with the new mayor, Ann Segerstrom.
Yeah, well, it was very serendipitous. I grew up in Sonora, went to Sonora High, graduated in the class of 1966, go Wildcats, and spent most of my career in the Bay Area. So I moved back to Sonora in 2018 to retire, and I had my mother's house was my first house, and now I have a pet, my first pet. So retirement was all cozy, and I was doing some doing new hobbies, et cetera. And a friend said, would you be interested in running for city council? We need to save our small, sweet city. And I must admit, I was very naive about it. I thought, oh, okay. And, dove in and discovered that running for office is not an easy endeavor. But it was very interesting because if you want to be involved in the community and meet people, running for office is one way to do it. And then to actually be elected, and I think I have to give credit to my grandfather, my father, all of my siblings, my cousins, that I have a name that's easily recognizable. And I think that was a wave that pushed me into office. And I've had a very educational 4 years. I've fallen more in love with Sonora because it's become a place that I care deeply about. And I've discovered many new things about government and how it works. And how it works for the benefit of its citizens and residents in the city of Sonora.
So when you go from council member to mayor, what are some of kind of the new responsibilities that you take on as mayor?
Well, I did bring a definition of the mayor. The mayor is to preside at all meetings of the council and perform such other duties consistent with the office as may be imposed by the council or by the vote of the people. At council meetings, the mayor assists the council in focusing on the agenda, discussions, and deliberations. The mayor does not possess any power of veto. As presiding officer of the council, the mayor is to faithfully communicate the will of the council majority in matters of policy. The mayor is also recognized as the official head of the city for all ceremonial purposes. So it's largely ceremonial, and it's I must admit it's the first honorific I've ever had, and there is, like I said, it's not a position of power, but it is a position of platform. And it gives me the opportunity to speak for the city and the council on occasions like this.
And then the second in command, the mayor pro tem, Suzanne Cruz. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got into politics.
Well, I am a mother of three kids who are now in their 30s and early 40s. And I've raised my children here. I was a deputy sheriff for nearly a decade, and I went and served over at the college. My family has done decades of service for this county. My father helped build that Stephen O. Bridge, restaurants, roads in the community. My youngest daughter is an aerospace physiologist for the United States Air Force, where she trains fighter pilots. So we've done decades of service to the county and country. I also have a degree in public administration, and it was just time to continue on with serving the community because, as you know, we live in a constitutional republic, which requires citizen involvement. And that's really kind of why I'm just doing it. It just seemed like a natural progression of service to community and country.
Mayor Segerstrom, what's your kind of thoughts on just the state of politics right now, especially local politics? There was kind of a back and forth debate at the council member when you nominated Mayor Pro Tem Cruz to be the second in command, and it was alluded to that you two may be on different sides of the political aisle. But I'm just kind of curious, you know, your thoughts on how things are in the city right now when it comes to just political debates.
Well, I was disappointed at the sort of uproar that was generated around the decision making. I was hopeful that people had more confidence in my ability to make decisions, but I have hope that locally we can revive genuine, open, and construction political dialogue. But you know, these severe divisions they need attention and addressing. And the city is a nonpartisan, almost like a corporation. I mean, we are a board of directors. We are not, you know, political juggernauts or volleyballs or anything else. We are trying to do the best thing we can do for the city. And I think that a lot of people take that out of context and think that somehow we can, you know, make decisions that we really aren't sworn to do. So it was eye-opening and saddening at the same time. And I just hope that we can work toward a more collaborative and collegial dialogue with all citizens, and particularly among the council.
Mayor Pro Tem Cruz, anything you'd like to add on that?
I would just like to say I have thoroughly enjoyed working with Ann, and she is a Democrat and I'm a registered Republican, and we actually really enjoy each other's company. We share laughs, and we agree on one thing for sure, which is the role of city council, and it's the legislative and policy-making body of the city government, and that's all it does is generally oversee city functions. And if more people would understand civics, they would understand that it's a very small role, pays only now $218 a month. It's kind of a volunteer position, and we just manage the taxpayer money and make sure that the roads are good and the buildings are good, and that's it. So I appreciate her support.
So Mayor Segerstrom, what do you see as kind of the biggest issues on the horizon for the city over the next couple of years?
Well, in my state of the city, I did indicate that the city, while we are in a terrific financial and fiscal position right now with the passage of Measure Y, and we want to thank all of our residents for their support and for putting the city first and making sure that we could continue to provide our services like police, fire, and public works. Now that we have budget surplus of $3 million because of Measure Y, we have some priorities. Among them are capital improvement projects. Those would be roads, which I know everyone is looking forward to, roads without potholes and some drainage at the side. But we also need a new police station. We have 24 police employees in a 2,400 square foot facility, with one exit being a ladder over Sonora Creek, the other the front door. So it's really critical that we supply our police force with the best kinds of facilities that we can afford. We now have brand new vehicles for them on a lease program, and we've been recruiting and restoring the force to its, you know, to its working optimum. So that's been a very big focus. And as I said, growth, because we need to look for new revenue streams. Our Measure Y funds are, you know, instrumental in making the city solid and forward-thinking, but they won't last forever, and we need to look at maybe annexing, looking for new ways to improve the economic environment so we're attractive to investment.
Mayor Pro Tem Cruz, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, that's really well said, Ann. And as a prior law enforcement officer, I don't know, what do you think our budget is? 40% of it is law enforcement?
It might be even higher.
I
think 20% fire, 50%, and then, it's a lot.
The first responders for county and city are such a crucial element to the running of any government. And the police officers that we have, when you drive through town and you think, wow, this is a really peaceful community, it's because of their vigilance. And in order to keep the best and to make sure that we address that they have the tools that are needed, that are fundamental for them to do their job, it is important that they have good, reliable vehicles and that we do retain the officers that we have and that we do have a regular recruitment program, as our chief of police will retire out inevitably, that the lieutenant, the next person behind him, says, hey, I want to stay here because I'm getting supported. This is the kind of support that we need to give fire and, of course, police and our public works, but especially the police department, that we were on the verge of losing them until Measure Y happened. And again, as prior law enforcement, I can just tell you that those things and a great city administrator that we have and a great council that supports them, that's going to be the thing that makes them stay.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new mayor and the mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. We have Mayor Ann Segerstrom and Mayor pro tem Suzanne Cruz. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up our conversation focused on the city of Sonora in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by the new mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom, and the mayor pro tem, Suzanne Cruz, getting up to speed on issues facing the city of Sonora. I'll go over to the mayor pro tem on this next question. Suzanne Cruz, everybody always likes to know about roads, if roads are going to be improved in their area. So what's happening right now when it comes to our road projects?
That is so certain, BJ. Roads, that's all we ever hear. So with part of that Measure Y, we are going to begin working on Hospital Road. Over by the farmer's market, that super popular farmer's market, in front of the land and structure building, that sidewalk, we're going to be working on that. Church Street and Stewart Street, that's that new parking lot we just purchased. It's going to be refurbished and then allow for better parking and access to the really popular Opera Hall. And Anne, I think I'm forgetting one other street. Is it Snell?
Snell. And then there's a retaining wall on Stewart.
Okay, yeah. And that's it for the roads.
Very good. And I'll go back over to Mayor Segerstrom. Anything new happening with the city's fire department these days?
Yeah, well, the fire department has they're very hardworking. We have a new engineer, I believe. I always forget the priorities. There's the chief, and then there's the command guy on the vehicles. Sorry if I'm a little dim on the details, but we have to have three fire people on each truck at all times. And so Peter Dompey was just promoted, and he is we had a ceremony at City Hall. But anyway, all of this comes back to our estimable fire chief, Amy New, who has tirelessly gotten grants and special funding. And so we have two new fire trucks. There we will be commemorating the arrival of our new Type 3 and Type 6 vehicles. I think the Type 3 vehicle is a more all-terrain vehicle that can go into rugged territory that is sometimes required in fires around here. And then the Type 6 is the large vehicle. But they have we're going to have on August 3rd what they call a push-in ceremony, which is a ceremonial kind of recall of the horse-drawn equipment when the horses were unable to push the fire truck back into the station. The men did it. So this is This is kind of a ceremonial recreation of that, plus a pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. So that is Saturday, August 3rd, starting at 8 if you want pancakes, and 9 if you'd like to just tour the firehouse and admire the fire trucks. So we're very, very proud of our fire department, and they're also currently working with Chicken Ranch Rancheria on their new firehouse.
Yeah, and everybody likes a pancake breakfast, and a great way to support the local fire department as well. Suzanne Cruz, how about the historic Sonora Dome? That's, of course, owned by the Sonora Union High School District, but it sits in the city of Sonora. Do you anticipate the council taking an active role in its future?
So this is a very big issue, and by all means, feel free to jump in if I forget something. And it's fairly kind of complex. We recently, Ann and I, got a tour along with some city administrators of the inside of the dome, and it looks like it'll cost millions of dollars to bring it back up to where it needs to be. That in itself is a problem. We have two options, the private sector or the nonprofit sector. There is a group called the Dome Committee. Forgive me if I didn't quite get your name right, but that is headed up by Alan Zimmerly, who's very passionate about saving the dome. But it might be a long-term repair if it stays in the hands of a nonprofit. That's the only reservation that many people have about that. Then the other option is the private sector. So if somebody who was a developer picked it up and turned it into, kept the exterior looking the way it does, but then they had the access and the resources to dump a lot of money into it very quickly to make it into some apartments or office complex, office space. I think one developer who was interested said that maybe have a space for it to be a museum. Right now, there is a lot of stuff stored in there. So these are your two options, and we definitely want to hear from the community. What are your thoughts? It's been there for decades. The longer it sits there, the more it deteriorates, and so a decision really should be made. Am I forgetting anything, Ann?
Well, the school district would most likely like to have whoever takes on the dome to take the entire, it's 7 acres up there. So it also includes a playing field, has the Casina Alternative High School and Ted Bird. So I think there's a lot of opportunity and potential there. You know, the city was kind of looking at it maybe for a police station or a site that we could use. So, but the dome itself, the building itself, is a major tackle in terms of how to optimize it and restore it and optimize it. So that, because it is. You know, from the ground up, I guess there's because of the age of the building, there's asbestos, and there's a beautiful auditorium on the top. There's a lot of opportunity there, but so many hurdles until you get there. So the land around it has equal potential, and so there's many thoughts out there, and we'll see whether the city decides to take on the challenge.
So if I could reiterate what our city administrator is asking for those who are listening to this broadcast, do please email us, go onto the city site, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll collect them and weigh them.
I'll go back to Mayor Segerstrom. Another big issue and a difficult thing to tackle is homelessness in the city of Sonora as well as Tuolumne County. You know, what's kind of going on right now when it comes to homelessness in the city that you could speak about?
Yes. Well, so recently we visited with the governor's office and their external affairs, and homelessness within the city is it's visible, and it's at this point difficult to deal with. We have a homeless density comparable to Los Angeles or New York City, in a 3.3 square mile area with 5,000 people, and all of the county services are centralized in Sonora, but the city itself gets no funding for homeless from either the state or the federal government. Our police calls are from 13 to 24% on homeless issues, and the county plans 3 new shelters within the city, and the city gets no compensation for these services. So we're stuck between a rock and a hard place with homeless, because it does affect our economy and tourism visiting. You know, all people come to Sonora for the charm, and you know, and it's very distracting to see distressed people on the street, and we have, you know, very few. We have 2 drop-in centers. We have the Lambert Center, and we have a shelter on Main Street. So our particular capabilities of coping with the homeless are extremely limited at this point, and we get no help from the county.
You need to take one more break. We're talking with the new mayor and mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. We have Ann Segerstrom, the new mayor, the mayor pro tem, Suzanne Cruz. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're focusing on the city of Sonora on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're joined by the new mayor, Ann Segerstrom, and the mayor pro tem, Suzanne Cruz. Mayor Segerstrom, the Tuolumne County Transportation Council continues to look at the idea of a north-south Greenlee Road connector project. I'm curious if you have any strong opinions on that proposal and what's kind of the generic idea of just having a north-south connector.
Well, I think... based on the experience of the Washington fire, we definitely need more egress and from the city, more opportunities for evacuation, and an easy connector to evacuation routes, which would be 49 on one side and 108 on the other side. The amount of congestion and panic from the Washington fire, I think, would be completely reduced. First of all, we do need some strong evacuation dictates, so people know where to go and how to go. But the Greenlee extension would ease evacuating the city in case of fire. Also, I think it would take a lot of the commercial traffic off of our main street. It is right now with the TCTC, the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, and they also would be the funding agency looking for funds to implement it. But from what I understand, they're still actually looking at Greenlee Road as the avenue. So I I'll look forward too to seeing what might come from that or from other avenues that they choose, maybe farther up 108 that connects 108 with 49.
You know, Suzanne Cruz, Airbnbs have been a big issue in the city of Sonora over the past couple of years as well. Can you get us up to speed on what's been going on with that issue?
Sure. The last city council a couple of years ago put a moratorium on how many Airbnb licenses could be issued in order to give family members in the community an opportunity to buy some of those maybe perhaps less expensive homes. But it kind of worked against us in 2 different ways. One, it allowed the county to come in and scoop up a couple of houses for homeless people, which doesn't help our tourism, so we weren't too happy about that. And then additionally, it reduced our TOT tax, which we rely on to keep the city functioning as well. So recently, the city council lifted that, and if you want to find out more about getting one of those Airbnb licenses, you can go to the Sonora City Hall website, and it's been completely rewritten, and it's just check it out online, and you'll find out if you want to get one of those.
I'll go back to Mayor Segerstrom. In regards to the issue of partnerships, the city obviously has a partnership with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce for events and different types of things. How are the public-private partnerships going right now?
Well, it's amazing that the city of Sonora runs as efficiently as it does. Actually, at City Hall, we have 5 employees. And so some of the operations, like the Opera Hall and Lineberg improvements, are really beyond the capabilities of our staff. So our city administrator reached out to the Sonora Chamber and formed a partnership. And it's been a very well-oiled, I mean, the chamber knows how to run things, especially within the city and events. So it's been a boon to the city to be able to hand off the operation of the Opera House, and the chamber has put up a whole new website, a new way to rent, what all the capabilities are. So it's been a huge assist to the city to share some of the heavy lifting, and the chamber definitely was the right choice. We also have worked with the Blue Zones, and they've done what they called a charrette about the best ways to optimize Lineberg. And that's been very helpful. We're now looking forward to, we have some money set aside in this budget to beautify and increase the attractiveness of that space. We're also looking at more extending our pedestrian thoroughfares, maybe to the other side of Lineberg, that block between the Union Democrat and the police station. So all of these things, you know, expand the capabilities of our staff and make the community, our outreach, you know, more effective.
Are you still looking at a new renovations to the Woods Creek Rotary Park?
Yes, the pickleball court.
Pickleball, yes.
Yes. I'd forgotten about that, yes. Yes, the basketball area is going to become a pickleball court, and I believe it'll be ready to play on this fall.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, yeah.
We've got a couple minutes left on Motherlode Views. I might ask for some closing comments. I'll go over to the Mayor Pro Tem, Suzanne Cruz.
One of the things a lot of people don't really know about serving on city council is that we also have to be part of committees. So I was part of the Yes Partnership the last go-around and Visit Tuolumne County. This time I'm on Tuolumne County Transit and LAFCO. And for those of you who don't know, LAFCO stands for Local Agency Formation Commission. And they are a partner. They're mandated by the state to establish and oversee boundaries of the cities and special districts. So currently, the city is seeking a neutral party and not heavily weighted on the side of the county for impartial decision making. That would help our annexation. And then I'd also like to say on a side note, because we have kind of moved into a tourism sort of an industry here, please, I don't know, just be conscientious of illegal dumping. Like once a week, I'm calling our public works guys, which is your guys' tax dollar, to pick up abandoned sofas and chairs and things like that. And when we want to give a beautiful, welcoming look to Sonora when visitors come and drop their dollars here, that your part that you play in helping to keep the community free of that sort of thing really goes a long way.
And Mayor Segerstrom, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, I'll read from my state of the city, but I just urge everyone to remember that Sonora is your city and that we 5 council members are your elected voice in governance. You know, the transfer of power is invested in all council members who weigh in equally in decision making. So please, you know, contact us. We're on the website. Our phone numbers are there, our photos, so you can recognize us in the supermarket. But we need to have input. We can't work in a vacuum. And, you know, I encourage you to come to city council meetings just to see how it works and to see what the issues are that are in front of the council the first and third Mondays of the month at 5 p.m.
Right in downtown Sonora at City Hall there.
Oh, yes, so 94 North Washington.
Everybody is welcome to attend. Well, thank you both for coming in. We've been joined on the program by the new mayor, Ann Segerstrom, the mayor pro tem, Suzanne Cruz. It's been great having you on Motherlode Views.
Thanks so much.
We thank you for joining us on Motherlode Views. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.